Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current and full student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 11, 1832, the Barbadian newspaper made known to the public the preparations and precautions to be taken for cholera. Cholera is an infectious disease which spreads when an individual ingests or comes into contact with contaminated water. At this time, it was making its rounds across the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe like a deadly scourge. In light of this, a meeting was held in the town hall and led by His Excellency the Governor James Leon to address the matter. Leon emphasized to the gentlemen in attendance that the arrival of the disease to the island shores was no doubt possible, and therefore precautions needed to be put in place. The first step was to establish a board of health within Bridgetown, authorized to formulate and make appropriate health directives. James Dalton Maycock was appointed as the president of this board, and one of his named responsibilities was delegating a medical assistant to attend to any vessel hailing from the UK or Europe. This medical assistant was then expected to inquire and report on the state and health of the passengers aboard the vessels, along with producing documents such as bills of health and ship logs. Commanders were required to state the number of passengers and whether any persons had shown signs of illness or died during the voyage. If they answered in the affirmative, the symptoms and duration of the disease were to be stated. Medical assistants were also to ascertain the type of cargo being transported and any information regarding the disposal of infected bedding. Finally, it was imperative to determine how the remainder of the passengers were affected, whether they too were experiencing symptoms, and if so, for how long. The Board of Health further resolved to divide the city of Bridgetown into 8 districts, each of which consisted of adjoining streets or alleys. For example, District 1 included the Wharf, Broad Street, and the streets, alleys, and lanes south of Broad Street. Meanwhile, District 6 included Tudor Street, Baxter's Road, Forty Leg Alley, and Suttle Street. To each district was appointed a committee of 3 individuals who were required to visit the homes of the residents, ensuring that their houses were cleaned and fumigated to limit the spread of the disease. Despite these preparations, the island of Barbados was no match for the deadly disease when its full impact was felt in 1854, with more than 20,000 people dying within a 3-month span. Still, the Barbadian made known the concerted efforts to prepare for the eventual presence of cholera in Barbados on this day, April 11, 1832.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.